Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest, scheduled for one fall.
Finally, The Rock has come back to SmackDown.
Welcome to Raw is Jericho!
Woo! Hold one, Andre!
But you're only half the man that I am!
Hold two, arm bar!
And I have half the brain that you do!
I am Ric Flair, the President of the United States!
I am not a nugget!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI Podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States
of the Americas, and I am joined, as always, by my main man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never, if you will. It's him. It is him. It doth be DPP.
Your inebriator in the era of awesome podcast degenerates, welcome back. We are at episode 142 of the DWI Wrestling Podcast, PC Tunney.
And what a special show we have for you on episode 142 of the DWI Podcast. We have one of our favorite guests, Wildfire, Tommy Rich, NWA Hall of Famer, former NWA World Heavyweight Champion. And let me tell you, folks, this podcast will be on Wildfire for sure. DP, tell everybody what we got going on here on the podcast with Tommy Wildfire Rich.
And you said it. It certainly was on fire. I mean, you know, you'll hear it right off the bat. I mean, this guy, you know, we love having him on, and he's just...
He's the best.
He's so passionate, and you hear everything come out from him. And so it's just amazing to hear that still from a guy who's been around for 40 years, you know, in the business, still going strong. We talked to him, you know, a lot here today about his wrestling school that he's got going on down there in Myrtle Beach at the X Gym on October 28th. We just had a Halloween fight night where Tommy Rich got in the ring with old pal Ricky Morton, and they teamed up, and we had the start of an interesting feud, it sounds like, with Austin Idol as the special guest referee. We're going to talk all about that. You can tell how fired up Tommy Rich is about this one, and I'm looking forward to seeing those two guys get in the ring and battle it out whenever that happens. Maybe it'll happen December 16th. We talk about December 16th, the Toys for Tots special event that they have going on at the X Gym down there in Myrtle Beach. What else did we talk about? He had some old school stories. We talked a little bit about Harley Race, the guy he actually took the title off of in the NWA, and he learned a lot from and had some great things to say about Harley Race and who wouldn't? Because it's Harley Race. But we're here with Tommy Rich, PC Tunney. We need to get into this. Tommy Wildfire Rich, coming at ya! Alright, well, we are sitting here live with Tommy Rich, former NWA World Heavyweight Champion.
Somebody say something. I sound a little more fired up than you two boys. What's going on, guys, in Milwaukee?
That's right.
Well, Mr. Wildfire, Tommy Rich.
You are the
NWA Hall of Famer, the man who beat Harley Race. You know what I'm saying? That's who I'm talking about right now. Oh, my goodness. You could take off your mittens and your socks, and you wouldn't have enough fingers and toes to count the number of championships that this man has won. How's that?
I can't beat that with a stick now.
Yeah.
This is why he's the hype man. He usually starts the show.
I like it. Maybe you need to talk for me.
We'll bring him down there. He can be your manager for your next event.
Oh, boy.
I'd scare all the people out of the building.
So
I may try to keep eye on Austin Idol for me anyway.
And that's
what we heard.
And this is exactly what I wanted to talk about. What the hell happened with you and Austin Idol here? We just had an event, Halloween Fight Night, down there at the X Gym on October 28th. You brought in Ricky Morton to team up. And special guest referee Austin Idol destroyed your trophy. What the hell?
Hey, brother, it was one of the, I mean, Myrtle Beach, I want to thank wrestling fans around the world, first off. Because if not for them, they wouldn't be you two guys. They would be no me. I mean, because they what makes this world go round. And you talk about football fans, basketball fans, baseball fans, soccer fans. I don't care. Wrestling fans are the greatest fans in the world, man. And I'm here 40 years later. They might be a fan of a football player for 10, and he's out the door. You know, I've been very blessed, and it's because of wrestling fans around the world that love wrestling. And I just, big shout out to wrestling fans around the world. And I want to thank each and every one of them. And I want to thank all the folks in Myrtle Beach for coming out and supporting the show. We did have a big show October the 28th. A lot of tricks, a lot of treats, a lot of spooks. You know, it's all going on. It was a crazy night. I've been in crazy too, but it was really crazy because Austin Idol did, man. We was in Jonesboro, Arkansas a week or 2 weeks ago. Me and him went out to dinner, whole thing, man, just like brothers used to be. And then come here, and I don't know if it was the glory or what, but I didn't see it coming, to be honest. And I ain't talked to Austin since, but we do have a problem, and it's going to be settled. You know, Austin, I hope you listen to this podcast, because you ain't got nothing to say to me, and I really ain't got nothing to say to you. But you want to put your boots on again, come on down to Myrtle Beach and get in our ring. Come to our house. That's what I'm screaming, Austin Idol. You say he had the audacity to say when I held the trophy up, he thought I was going to hit him. Come on now. Come on, man. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Jerry Lawler paid him. I don't know what the whole deal was, but I didn't see him after the matches in Jonesboro. I don't know if him, Jerry Lawler and Austin Idol was out plotting or what they was doing, but all I know is I've known Austin for a long time. And I didn't see it coming, to be honest. You know, I really didn't.
You seem like you're doing okay now. You recovered well from that. It's only been a few days.
Well, my feelings are hurt. You know, men do have feelings. And Austin Idol, you did hurt my feelings. And but it ain't over. It ain't over till the fat lady sings. And she ain't singing yet. But Austin Idol, you still have another date in Myrtle Beach. And when you do, December the 16th. Come on down for Toys or Tots, man. We're doing a big fundraiser for them. What better way to celebrate it than you come down and me get a piece of your tail, Austin Idol? Oh, I'd love to serve you up to them little elves, man.
Oh, man. That sounds like something people better be around for. We will get to that. We will get to more about that information on that show coming up. And we're going to talk about the wrestling school and what's going on with that. But before we get to that, I got a couple questions for you, Mr. Wildfire Tommy Rich. Thank you once again for coming on the show. The last time you came on the show was in July. We had a great time, so we appreciate you coming back again. And
appreciate y'all for having me.
Now, I know you've had some history with Ric Flair in the past, and ESPN has this whole 30 for 30 coming out. Could you give us any inside Ric Flair kind of story or a favorite moment you had with him or against him maybe? Because I know you guys have been up and down the road.
I had a lot of great battles with him. I don't know about no favorite moment, you know.
Okay, okay.
Ric Flair is kind of like Jerry the King Lawler to me. There ain't no love lost. You know, folks say what they want, and we all buddies after the shit. That's bull. You know, I've let a lot of things go because my wife taught me to be a God-fearing man, you know, but some things, it still lingers in you. You know, just like this thing with Austin Idol. It's still simmering in my head, man, because I'm trying to realize, you know, here we was. We had a great night. Sold-out crowd. I mean, everything was beautiful, man. We won the match, and then all of a sudden, Austin Idol turned around and cracked me with a beautiful trophy they had presented to me, in which it might have pissed him off that he didn't get it. I don't know. But irregardless, he could have had it. It wasn't worth it to me for a friendship. So yet to be seen what happens there, but don't think it's over. It ain't over.
Well, certainly have to get Austin Idol's side of it, but maybe he was upset that he was the guest referee and not your tag team partner, and you brought in Ricky Morton instead. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Well, maybe he should have put his boots on and laced them up tight, put his big girl drawers on and come on down. You know, I mean, didn't nobody tell him he had to be his... Well, and then the guy picked me up for a body slam, and he pushed him and called me to win the match. I mean, so when I went out there, I thought we was all good, man. And all of a sudden, out of blue, man, I turned, boom, it's all over.
You're making me want to see you and Austin get in the ring right now.
Right?
Like I want to see you kick his ass.
I'm ready to kick his ass.
I can feel that. I can feel that.
And hey, you know, just because we had a big turnout, man. It was just so good. The kids was great. The fans was great. And it was just like the old school, man. I mean, you know, used to, you know, Vince McMahon, he sells to 17-year-olds and up. He can say it's family entertainment. That's fine and good. But you can't afford to bring your kids to his matches because they're so expensive, just like football, NASCAR, basketball, or anything else. We had a good family-oriented show, you could see. Mamas, kids, grandparents. I mean, we had it all. We had the mix. I mean, I thought I was in Columbus, Georgia, or Augusta, Georgia, 30 years ago, man, because the fans were so good.
You know, you talk about those old events and everything along the way, and I know you guys have, like, the state-of-the-art facilities where you're at now and where you have the shows and everything, but along the way, what have been some of your favorite venues, top places that you really look forward to wrestling at besides, you know, where you're at now?
I'm living the dream down here in Myrtle Beach, brother. But I'm going to tell you, for me, just to have been able at 18 to go in and lace my boots up with the men that pioneered this road. I was a kid that broke into a man's world, brother. And to learn and get the knowledge from these guys that took an interest in a little punk kid and to be here 40 years later and the fans still, I got as good a following as anybody in the WWE, you know. So I've been very blessed, you know. And I mean, every town was good to me. Cleveland, Ohio, people say, I wouldn't go to – we got great wrestling fans in Cleveland. You know, I mean, Columbus, Ohio, I mean, Pennsylvania, I mean – Minnesota. I was up there with Wahoo. Man, yeah, I told you the story last time about yep. I got a couple I can't tell, but anyway. up in Minnesota, man. And I didn't like the snow, but I love the people. The fans, wrestling fans around the world, man, as a whole, I mean, you can't beat them. And I'm so blessed to have been in this business 40 years and to took the knowledge from, I mean, I've wrestled the cream of the crop. Everybody that come through Atlanta, you didn't come into Atlanta unless you was something. And when I went in, I wasn't really nothing. Abdullah Butcher beat me in 30 seconds, busted my head. Tony Atlas saved me. And I thought, Lord, it's time to go back to Tennessee. But I sucked it up. And after each ass whooping, I learned something. You know, I learned what not to do. And then they would teach me and show me. That's the thing. It's Bullet Bob Armstrong said it best, man. It's vaudeville, ad lib. You know, today's wrestling world is choreographed. You know, if I had to go verbatim for what I'm doing, no way. I like to go out there and play off the cuff. You know, I mean, that's me. And that's the way it's a lost art. And that's what we're bringing to Myrtle Beach, too. My good friend David Brown has given me the opportunity to come to Myrtle Beach. And what better place to retire? This is where everybody comes. But I'm not retiring. I'm starting the third chapter of my book, man. First one was Tennessee. Second was Georgia. I'm in Myrtle Beach now. And I'm still living my dream. I still get to wrestle in front of the fans that love me. But now I get a chance to throw the knowledge of what I know to some of these kids. And we're going to guarantee them, you know, we're not just taking their money. If they cut the mustard, then they'll be wrestling on our shows. And we'll send them somewhere else. I mean, on other independent shows. So we're not here just taking it. We're doing an end-of-the-year enrollment special for our wrestling school. I know we're going to talk about that later, but I just want to say right now it's like a blue light special at Walmart, man. $1,500 for a year, $500 down, and $100 a month. I mean, come on now to follow your dream and do something that you get to love. I don't care if you're an announcer, a referee, a wrestler, man or woman, or any other thing that you want to do in the world of wrestling, this come to Myrtle Beach and try us out. I mean, you've seen the rest. Come join the best. That's all I got to say.
I mean, I can feel your passion. I mean, and that's the main thing I feel like you're going to get, because there's other people that can teach you the different kinds of things, but not the way that Wildfire is going to teach you with the passion and the love for the business. You know, that comes through in spades every time we talk to you, and that's why we love talking to you.
Well, thank you very much. But I still love what I do, man. I love the game, man. And if I didn't, I wouldn't be in it. You know, David Brown offered me a job down there. He said, what can you do? You know, he owns a roofing company, and he's been very good to me, helping this up. I said, I go to a restaurant. He said, you can't cook. I said, okay. He said, what else can you do? He said, he does roofs. He said, I'll put you on top of the roof. I said, I can't do that because I can't even clean my gutters. So I ain't getting up on top of no house. And they do some of them real high houses. So we come up with a wrestling school, man. And so I didn't come to Myrtle Beach to retire. Third chapter of Tommy Rich's book. You know, hey, we you know, I'm living the dream. And I want other folks, other kids, man, you know, don't give up on your dreams. I mean, if you want to be a lawyer, Tommy Rich can't teach you. Now I've had to acquire a couple of lawyers over the years.
Do you want to tell us any of those stories?
I had to handle my own case. But so I had to get a lawyer for that. Or if you want to be a pole dancer, so I can't do that either very well. You ask my wife. So, but as far as wrestling, I still love it. It's my passion. And, you know, like I said, David Brown's given me a great opportunity to come to Myrtle Beach, open our school. And we did our first show. It was very successful. And, you know, hey, East Coast Wrestling.
You mentioned where you started in Tennessee, and that's another great place for wrestling, that area in Memphis and everything with Jerry Lawler. And I just wanted to go back to that just for a second. And, you know, you mentioned Bullet Bob Armstrong, and I know he's one of the guys who could put on some amazing promos. Is there somebody else or somebody during that time that you would relate as like being someone you would, you know, reference to when you're trying to teach someone how to cut a good promo, who to watch and everything like that from back in the day?
That would be me.
What's that?
So that would be me.
Oh, you? There you go.
Well, that's we're saying besides. I think he means besides you. We know you. That's obvious answer.
I'm like, come on now. Hey,
you just caught a world-class promo on Austin Idol right there. I know you hate his guts for real, too, yeah. But, I mean, that was a pretty damn good I'm going to get you right there you gave us before.
Yeah, but I mean, you take guys like Harley Race. I mean, one of the greatest, to me, the greatest world heavyweight champion of all time, you know. And he took the time and had the patience with me. And I wrestled him for Howard Broadway's 45 minutes. He beat my butt. But it didn't matter, you know, because he took the time and it put me under his cuff and taught me. And I want to give a big shout out to him and his family. I know his health's not that well. And so, Harley, love you. Hope you get well soon. And thank you for all you taught me, man. The Bruiser Brody's, man. The Buzz Sawyer's. I mean, it's just the guys that are gone now that had so much to do with this business that I wrestled, you know, I mean, it's unreal, you know, people saying you can't take back what you've done.
Dusty.
But they asked Dusty Rhodes, come on, thunder, bummer, baby.
Come on, baby. You know, come on, baby.
He went to Vince. Vince wanted to make a joke out of all us old timers. He put the pizza gimmick on Dusty Rhodes. What did Dusty Rhodes do? He took it and got the gimmick over because Dusty was a businessman. Dusty had
100%.
You know, I mean, I teamed up with Dusty and the Briscoes, man. I was with the Briscoes a lot. I mean, so I got to beat the Terry Funk, Dory Funk. I was around all of them guys. I mean, so it's hard. Danny Hodge, man, I seen him when I first broke in. I was 18, and we was at a hotel. And a lot of guys take it. You see him busting my apples, they take a razor blade and cut it so they can squeeze. Danny Hodge was a man, bro. He took that apple and squeezed that thing. And the most powerful story I ever heard about the man, Danny Hodge, and I know a lot of folks, you got to go way back to remember him, but Danny Hodge, he was in Texas on one of the old two-lane roads, run off the road, his car flipped, he was in a creek, broke his neck, kicked the window out, and climbed up to the road, and a car come by and found him. Now, that's a man.
Wow.
I was a kid, and I got to meet these folks, man. Come on. Would I trade that for WWE or TNA or any other? Come on, man. Come on. I was blessed, and I love it, and I still love it, and I always will.
Right.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Amen to that. I couldn't say it any better. I mean, everything was so much more rich and powerful back before. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, when there was all different territories, it was a lot better way to be able to consume wrestling, in my opinion.
Well, and it is. And I know it's hard for WWE because they got to use the same talent. Because I mean, they take them. And again, it's like I said. I mean, everybody back then was characters. I mean, you had Ole Anderson, Gene Anderson, the Minnesota Wrecking Crew. That's what they was. They from Minnesota. They was badass. You had Abdullah the Butcher. I mean, you can't train nobody to be a Terry Funk or a Bruiser Brody or a Buzz Sawyer. I mean, and that's what they try to do today. Back then, everybody was characters. Killer Carl Cox, come on. He was a nut. Bonafide, you know, he'd break sinks out on TV, you know. I mean, he was just crazy. And everybody, I mean, look at Big Ox Baker. I mean, some folks say he couldn't wrestle a lick, but he could wrestle. And I didn't meet him until he was older. But Ox could get on there and do a dadgum interview that even if you didn't think he could wrestle, you'd think he's going to kill somebody. So, you know, I mean, it's a difference. You listen to today's. And as far as his choreograph, I couldn't go out there and have a match if I had. I'd be too worried about having to remember this, remember that, remember that. So ours is ad lib, and it gets tough. It gets tough. Folks out there that say, "Oh, it's all fake and it's all this and whatever," come get in that ring for 15 minutes, get bounced around in there, and then tell me it's fake. You know, I mean, you got to be a tough athlete. You know, football players get hit and stuff. We take bumps in that ring. You take 70, 80 bumps a night. You know, and back in the day, I would wrestle 7 days a week and sometimes 10 times in 1 week because you had two TVs you had to do. So, if you didn't wrestle, you didn't get paid. So if you was hurt, you got your ass out there and wrestle. And today, they get a hangnail, they take off for a month. You know what I'm saying? It's old school and new school. I definitely love the old school, which I'm 60 now. So No school's out of the question for me. I'm old school, baby, in the Marlin Beach.
Well, you talk about the characters back in the day too, and how heels used to be heels and stay in character even when they were outside of the wrestling business, and outside, you know, to the point that everybody actually hated them, and they were heels, and that's something I think that they're really missing today is full fledged actual heels.
Everybody's
where people hate you.
Everybody's an in betweener now. They call them tweeners.
Yeah.
So they don't know what the hell they are. Neither the fans. You know. And it's always been good versus evil. You know, if you want to be bad, be bad. If you want to be good. But don't be no tweener. Come on, man.
Hey, them people on the fence, they just get picked off one by one, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, before we transition into the big show you got coming up on December 16th, Toys for Tots, what an amazing cause. I know it's going to be a super huge show. We're going to talk about that. Tell us what's going on at the wrestling school right now. We touched on it a little bit. Give us a little bit of insight on how you're doing with everybody and tell the folks all about it down in Myrtle Beach there.
Well, the wrestling school is going good. I mean, we've got one kid. He's 12 years old. We're doing a youth program. We train the kids on the side. They get a private trainer. He's doing real good. He took taekwondo, and he wanted to get in shape, be a wrestler. And he's come down, and he'd be one of my best students. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because he's got the heart and the drive for it. But we're doing, school's doing really well. I mean, I'm tickled to death to be here. And like I said, man, that song Elvis Presley said, you got to follow that dream wherever it'll take you. Myrtle Beach, we here, baby!
I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it.
How many students do you have right now that are going on?
We got 5 right now.
Okay. Are they part of their... like some of the matches that you guys have, like that you had on October 28th there at the Halloween show, were any of them a part of that at all?
No, they're not that far ahead.
Not yet?
No. They just started. You figure we started up in August. So, right. You know, they got to put some time in. When they get ready, you know, just kind of like that, let's say, quarterback from New England Patriots.
Well, Garoppolo?
Yeah, they just traded.
Yeah,
you know, Jimmy.
I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo, that's it. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, bless his heart. He sat on that bench, and San Francisco is where I'd want to go, but he deserved the opportunity because he's a good quarterback. So I'm a quarterback and teaching these kids and loving it, and they're all good kids. You know, they all work hard, and, you know, like I said, we're going to teach them it all. And it ain't just necessarily in the ring wrestling. I mean, I'm teaching respect. I'm teaching honor. Teaching heart, teaching drive, you know, all of that goes into it because that's what it took for me. You know, it ain't just going in there and putting your boots on. You got to have the heart and the soul and the desire and the dream to be the best you can, you know, at anything you do. I mean, if you don't want to be a wrestler, I'm not telling you to come to Myrtle Beach and sign up to our school. But what I am saying to you is follow your dream, and if it's a lawyer, a hustler, whatever it is, I don't know. But you got to follow your dream. You got to go where, you know, wherever that dream takes you, you got to go. And if you want to be a professional wrestler, announcer, anything like that, come to Myrtle Beach. We're doing an enrollment special, $1,500, $500 down, $100 a month. You can call me at 843-691-9205. Let me throw it at you one more time in case y'all didn't get it. You two look like y'all could be. Come on down. 843.
He's ready.
699-2205.
And if you don't have a pen and a pencil right now, just go into the briefing of the podcast where we put the little notes, and DP will make sure that the number's in there for you, too,
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
So and we'll have it out there for you, Mr. Wildfire. No problemo.
Thank you.
And much like Tommy Rich said there before, he's gonna teach you the playbook before he throws you in there. So just like Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, he ain't gonna go in right off the bat. He's gonna teach you, and you're gonna learn everything before you get in there and get going.
Oh, and it's just the knowledge that these guys have thrown at me. You know, I mean, Bruiser Brody used to come to my house and stay. One of the greatest men I ever met in my life, man. He, God bless him and his family too. But we was doing some shows. Jerry Blackwell's still alive. Another good man, Jerry Blackwell. He was up in y'all's neck of the woods. Jerry Blackwell, you remember him?
Not personally.
Come on now.
I'm sorry.
You want the Farragonia?
What about like the Crusher?
Well, I know the Crusher. Wait a minute now. Y'all don't know Jerry Blackwell. He could he was 400 something pounds to throw a drop kick higher than I could.
I'm gonna all right. Well,
high drop kick. But
I gotta tell you right now. I gotta tell you right now, Wildfire. I'm off of work tomorrow. I have nothing to do tonight. I will do my homework tonight. Okay, Jerry Blackwell. I promise. Next time you're on, anyway, I will be asking you about Jerry Blackwell.
Yes, sir. But anyway, Jerry Blackwell opened a promotion up after promotions went under. He opened a promotion up in Georgia. And Bruiser Jerry Blackwell was a good friend. And he'd come in, and Jerry, so he could save Jerry money, he'd come stay at my house. Just say, you know, that's the brotherhood. You think any boys today would do that bull? Heck no, they wouldn't. But I love Bruiser Brody stories, you know. And a hell of a family man, you know. He would tell me about his children and making them a tree house and stuff. Just a one hell of a man, you know. And it's sad what happened. And again, God bless him and his family.
I'm looking at I'm looking at a picture of him right now online throwing a drop kick. That's a big boy up there. Holy cow.
Oh, Jerry Blackwell.
Jerry Blackwell, yep.
Yeah.
All right, Toys for Tots, great cause. You guys are hooked up with that, the December 16th show. Tell us what you can about the show. I know you're hoping to get a piece of Austin Idol in the ring. Yeah. What else you got going on, maybe planned for that? And then tell us about the whole Toys for Tots partnership.
Well, right now we're getting the card together. Some of it's a little hush-hush. I think Austin Idol will be back, though, maybe. Anyway, if he wants to come, he's got an open invite. That's on me.
Otherwise, you go find him and drag his ass to that stadium.
Come on down, you know, because the price is right. Bob Barker, I'm right here. You know, but thank you. Probably signed Dangerous Doug Gilbert. Good friend of mine I teamed up with in USWA. We're tag team champions. It's going to be him and me against Jeff Gale and another kid. I can't think of his name right now. But we've got a big card planned for Toys for Tots. And there again. You know, I was on the road all my life. I come to Myrtle Beach, and I got an opportunity to give some back. And Rich Promotions is going to give back because of my good friend David Brown. I mean, he's given me the opportunity. And we ain't coming in like every promotion just to take. We're coming in to give back.
Is this event going to be at the X Gym as well?
Yes, sir.
Where can they go to find out ticket information and all the things of that nature?
They call me. It's 843-691-9205, and tickets are on sale at the X Gym.
Excellent.
They can also go to Facebook, I believe, right, at Rich Wrestling School as well. I'm sure there's info's on Facebook as well.
Yeah.
Mention that one more time, DP.
Facebook, Rich Wrestling School is the Facebook page.
And that'll all be in the preview of this podcast, so they can check out all the information right there to get their tickets and everything coming up. Mr. Rich, thanks for coming on the show again. We appreciate it. I know your time is very valuable. We don't want to keep you too long, so in hopes that you'll come back again another day.
Guys, I come back with y'all anytime, man. Y'all always good. Hey, thank y'all for having me. And again, we got the big show December the 16th, everybody. If you're anywhere close to Myrtle Beach, y'all better come check us out because we had a real show last time, and this is going to be real. December the 16th, Torch with Tots. Austin Idol's going to be here. NWA champion Tommy Wildfire Rich, former one, but I'll be there. Dangerous Doug Gilbert's going to be there. He's going to be my tag team partner. And we got a couple of things going on as we get along further down the road. We'll sign everything up. But again, if you need any information about the wrestling school, or if you need information about tickets, or if you even want to do a fundraiser, you can contact me at 843-691-9205. And I want to give a big shout out to my man at Wrestler Weekly, Scotty Richardson. He's teamed up with us down here in Myrtle Beach. And hey, like I said, Wrestler Weekly is here. Tommy Wildfire Rich. Wrestling School, December the 16th, Toys for Tots. Man, it's happening. You know, they said the heat's gone, but we're setting it on fire right now. And as Freddie Miller would say, don't miss it. Be there.
All right, folks, there you have it. Tommy Wildfire Rich. Just amazing again to have him on the show. We look forward to having him again. very soon in the near future. As we mentioned multiple times throughout the show, we're gonna bring it all back around again. If you want to get a hold of Tommy Rich, call his number, 843-691-9205. You can get a hold of him that way to get to the wrestling school, any of the events they have coming up. Also, check out MyrtleBeachOnline.com. If you didn't get a chance to be at Halloween Fight Night, they have some video up there from the show, from the event, of the matchups that they had. You can see a couple of the clips that went on. You can see Austin Idol's destruction of the trophy on Tommy Rich. I can't believe he did that. But check out Myrtle Beach Online for more shows that are coming up. Also, you can check out TommyWildfireRich.net for his website. Or also go to the Facebook page at Rich Wrestling School. I know they have all the event stuff up there as well. I go on there all the time and see everything that's going on. It's how to get in touch with him, how to get, you know, everything with the school that he talked about, the good deal that they have going on right now. If you're looking for a wrestling school, you're anywhere near Myrtle Beach, that's one hell of a deal that they got going on right now, and you can't get any better than Tommy Wildfire or Rich teaching you. So make sure you get down there, check everything out, check out Wrestler Weekly as well for more information for Tommy Rich. I think that's everything, PC.
Yeah, and all that information should be in the show description here, right here, from your boys at the DWI Podcast. Yeah, big shout out to Wrestler Weekly and Chris Marsh. Thanks once again to Wildfire Tommy Rich, our main man down in Myrtle Beach. DPP, we did it again. That's episode 142 of the podcast that we do. And you can find us on Twitter at PodcastDWI. You can check us out on Facebook
at Facebook.com/DWI Podcast.
And on Instagram?
And it's me, DPP, for your Brew City Wrestling events.
Now, we talked about a great school down in Myrtle Beach, and for a great school right here in our hometown, big shout-out to the godfather of Brew City Wrestling, Frankie the Thumper DeFalco and the Thumpers Den. And for more information on their upcoming shows, go to Brew City Wrestling 1. That's Brew City Wrestling, the number one, BrewCityWrestling1.com. Shout-out to the real CP, Christopher Platt. Shout out to the fabled one, Aesop Mitchell. Shout out to Greg DeMarco, Dave Unger, Kenny Killa, Matt, Rick, all the boys from the network. And DP, last thoughts here on this podcast?
Oh, man, you know, go look up anything you can from Tommy Wildfire Rich from back in the day. You know, he listened to his stories, and that guy was amazing back then, and the whole NWA, and we talked about, you know, wrestling in the South and in Georgia and Tennessee. Go find some of that old school stuff, man. It's amazing.
And go to a show on December 16th, Toys for Tots. You've been listening to another edition of the podcast known as
DWI.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.